Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. The ancient spiritual DNA of Jewish people commingles with the new covenant DNA of Gentiles. And when these two come together, Paul explains in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, it becomes a full dwelling place for God's glory. And that's what God's up to on planet Earth. I have someone that's contributing to this. Her name is Joan Hunter. And most of you are familiar with her parents, known as affectionately the Happy Hunters. Her mother has just been promoted to heaven. And the reason I say this about Joan is Joan and her parents have spent their lifetime understanding how the miraculous operates, understanding how healing operates, finding out the areas of blockage so that everyone can take advantage of what Yeshua, that's Hebrew for Jesus, did for us. Now, we're at a point where there is a move of God's Spirit on physical Jewish people to come to know Yeshua as the Messiah. How do you reach Jewish people? The Bible tells you. The Jew requires a sign. I believe God has raised Joan Hunter up to equip you to move in signs and wonders, to reach the Jew, to form the one new man, to then reach the world. And that is the passion of this ministry. Now, Joan, on yesterday's broadcast, there's some areas that people don't talk a whole lot about. They don't talk about traumas they've had. They don't talk about fears that they've had. And these are big obstacles for them to effectively fulfill their destiny in God. It's almost as if they've been sabotaged by them, so they won't fulfill their destiny.
And that's exactly why they have been. All these traumas are coming to keep you from doing what God's called you to do. Regarding trauma, there's a lot that God has really shown me in the area of trauma. And where this is concerned, I have dozens and dozens of stories to tell you in regards to the healings that have happened as a result of trauma. I should say getting rid of trauma. There is many times, I'm going to ask the radio listening audience, how many of you have prayed for your own healing, but you haven't been healed? And the thing is that in just a few minutes here, we're going to pray for trauma to leave your body. And many healings, and in particular, many of the sicknesses that are on your body are going to leave just when the trauma leaves.
Now you realize, Joan, and I know you do, that if you were to ask for people to be honest, to say in an audience of 1,000 people, and they're all believers, that question, most of them would raise their hand. They're dealing with one thing or another in their life, even though they believe in healing.
Right. I used to pray for people that have trauma to come down front. I don't do that anymore because it's everybody. And God has, He does it, He heals everybody in the congregation as I pray. And that's what's going to happen to those that are listening today, is that they're going to be completely set free of trauma. And I was recently at a church, and the pastor's best friend had hurt his back 18 years ago and has been in excruciating pain. This particular church, very, very strong in the area of healing. And the supernatural, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. It's awesome what God does through them. But he hasn't been healed. He hasn't been healed. He hadn't been healed. And they were hoping that maybe I would pray for him and pray for his back to get healed. And it turned out that he fell several stories from a building. Well, that's obviously not fun. If it's not fun, it's probably traumatic, okay? So what I did is I prayed. I put my hands on his heart. And I said, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of trauma and fear that came in with it, and I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I prayed. I never prayed for his back. And I said, now test your back. It was completely, completely healed. Every bit of trauma that had been stored up for 18 years was completely gone. And I saw him for several days after that. He would sleep in a recliner because he couldn't sleep in bed. And his wife says, we can sleep together again, you know, because there was no pain and he could sleep in the bed. And so God not only healed his back, healed his heart, and restored the marriage where he can actually, and he's able to sleep at night with no pain. And I, you know, there's just dozens and dozens of stories like that. I had another guy come in to a service and he attended one of my, the full healing encounter that I do over a period of a weekend and just train and equip people. And he came in, I'm going to say his name is George. And, he came into the service and he came in as schizophrenic. And I didn't know that. It went through Friday night, all day Saturday, prayed for the anointing of God to hit him on Saturday. Somebody ministered, one of my team members ministered him for a few minutes. Then the following morning, on Sunday morning, I laid hands on him. And I had heard by then that he was schizophrenic. Didn't really know why, you know, didn't know any of the specifics. And so I prayed and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of trauma, fear, schizophrenia, and a couple of other things, abandonment, a few other things that God had put in my spirit. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every bit of that to go in Jesus' name. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And gave him a big hug. And I mean, he held me so tight, I thought I was going to have help getting out of his arms. But it turns out that he'd never been hugged by a mother figure in his entire life. And he looked to me kind of like a motherly love figure, even though he was just a few years younger than me. And so I was talking to the pastor after the service. I said, obviously something, you know, traumatic happened to him. I didn't know what it was. And the pastor says at 2 years old, his mother doused herself with gasoline in front of him and lit herself and burned herself to death right in front of him. Mm. And I mean, oh gosh, I mean, praise God, you can't even relate to that kind of trauma. But then the father got custody of him. And what his father did was much worse than what his mother did. And it was absolutely horrific. And I didn't go into much detail later, you know, at all. But I just wanted him free, and he got totally set free. Well, he's required by law to stay in this home because he can't live out on his own. And so he went back to the home, you know, every night and then on Monday. And then come Monday, they can't even trust you with toenail clippers. So they laid another guy down, and he was getting ready to cut his toenails, and he noticed that his leg was short. He says, may I pray for your leg, and do you have a back problem? He goes, my back hurts so bad. This is the other guy in the home. And so, you know, George grew his leg out, and he got totally healed. His back problem got healed and everything. And then a few minutes later, a lady came hobbling by, and she had just sprained her ankle, and it was grotesquely purple and swollen. And he says, can I pray for you? And you know, she got prayer, and she got instantaneously healed. And he says, I knew that, you know, when Joan prayed for me, that she prayed for the anointing, but I really didn't think that God could heal through me. And he's not only healed himself completely of any signs of schizophrenia, they're trying to find him a place to live because he doesn't need to live in the home anymore. And then now he's praying for everybody. And the whole church is going, if George can do it, I can do it too.
And that's the whole thing that you teach in your books. But you've got to tell me about the woman that was so traumatized as a child, and she went to the hospital and was put in a straitjacket.
Every night, she would, you know, little girl, little boy, whichever, they'd be inclined to climb out of bed, you know, at night. And if they didn't have the bars up and different things, well, they wanted to restrict her activity at night, and so and to keep her in the bed. And she's probably like about 45 years old, and every night they would strap her in to a straitjacket, and her arms were crossed across her chest. Because that's what happens, you know, when you're in a straitjacket, and then they tie it in the back. And she told me about that, and just telling me she was weeping and crying and weeping and crying and borderline wailing. She was just so upset. And so I said, what I want you to do is cross your arms across your chest, just like as they did in the straitjacket. And she just very gingerly crossed her heart with her arms and just lost it. Absolutely lost it, because she went right back to night after night after night being strapped into her bed with a straitjacket. And I said, just give me a minute and you'll be completely free. And I said, I'm going to take my arms and tie them around you like the strings of the straitjacket. And I put my arms around her, held her very tight where she couldn't move at all. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of trauma and fear, and I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. When I said gone, I released my arms. And at that point, when I let go of holding her, she got slain in the spirit. A couple minutes later, she got up. She looked totally different. And I looked at her, and I had her look at the congregation. I said, cross your arms. And she crossed her arms, and she says, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. All fear, all trauma, all of the horrific things that happened to her as a child, all that fear and the trauma that has gripped her for 40 years is gone.
Joan, this is happening to so many people as they read your books and just follow the simplistic approach you have. And I must add, it is a very simplistic approach. Now, I had promised our mishpucha we would have a special prayer for people to be set free from traumas and fear of all kind. But there's not enough time on today's broadcast, so I would like to perhaps pray that on tomorrow's broadcast. But tell me a little bit. I mean, we've been talking about your newest book, Power to Heal. They just can't keep it in stock. But I'll tell you, I love your previous book called Healing the Whole Man Handbook. What results are people getting when they pray the way you tell them to pray, and you list every disease possible and how to pray?
I believe in the KISS method. You know, keep it simple, saints. And the simpler that we can get it, the easier it's going to be to get healed.
Ive, we're out of time. Both books available for a donation of $28 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.